before we get all cynical, let's actually learn this again. Okay, so we have a pasuk in next parasha of Eschat. Shinatu levanecha. Well, we have Eschat also. Shinatu levanecha v'dibar debam. Fine. So we have levanecha, right? The famous drasha, velo liv nosecha. So the Ramban, right away on the spot quotes, says that Yenachim Mitzvim Shiyadu Beninu Hamitzvos Leich Yadu Osam Lo Nomadu. He says, as a purely practical consideration, the only way your sons or your children are going to come to know halacha is if you teach it to them, right? So you have to stop being cynical. We haven't learned it yet. You have to teach them Torah and halacha in order for them to know what to do. Asks the Gemara Kiddushin. So there's a chiyuv tal, you have to teach yourself some Torah. You have the limatim or some benicham. What about if the father? Correct. And what if the father doesn't know how to teach, so the kid has to teach himself, etc., etc., etc.? And how do we know about daughters? They're not mitzvah because it says limatim and benicham, lovenoseichem. Okay, all the famous, well-known drashas that everyone knows, right? All in the Gemara Kiddushin. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, right? The Pnei Yehoshua on the Gemara Kiddushin. He is a doctor. Everyone agrees that women are not chayavos in Talmud Torah. The question is, what's the source for that din? So if I understand, let's say I think, the Gemara Kiddushin also talks about this, a chiyuv to teach grandchildren, right? So the Gemara Kiddushin says, b'neichem, so if I understand that children is la'afuke grandchildren, if that's shot, so I no longer have a pasuk available to teach me a daughter. Well, okay, true, but I'm saying in the context, what? Meaning, if I'm using this pasuk to exclude grandchildren, so that, well, again, in the context of the Gemara in Kiddushin, the pasuk that the Gemara quotes where it says, so that only makes sense if I'm not using it for grandchildren. So it says in the Pnei Yeshua, you know how we know that women are not chayyavos to Torah? Based on the Kal V'chomer. Why? Grandchildren, the Gemara says, grandchildren are like regular children for Nachala, for everything else, even more so than daughters. But you're still not chayyav to teach your grandchildren Torah. Right, he is only for your son. My grandchildren Torah, Kal V'chomer, not my daughters. Because we said in terms of Nachala, the grandchildren come before the daughters, and if you're still not chayyav to teach your grandchildren Torah, so Kal V'chomer, you're not chayyav to teach your daughters Torah. That's the part from the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay, we have the Gemara in Sota, but all of you need to know that Gemara in Sota, so we can just skip it. The Gemara in Sota says, I'm just kidding, the Gemara in Sota says, we have a statement of Ben Azai. What does Ben Azai say? That is not what Ben Azai says. You are prejudiced to the next line of the Gemara. Ben Azai says that a person is obligated to teach his daughter Torah, believe it or not. Comes Rabbi Eliezer and says, no, you teach your daughter Torah, it's like you taught her Tiflis. Again, Pritzos, the Meiri says that she's going to distort Torah, blah, 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 whatever, fine. Now, says Tosos quotes from the Yerushalmi. What does Tosos quote from the Yerushalmi? He says, Yerushalmi quotes the Dan by Hakel. What's the Dan by Hakel? Who has to show up at Hakel? Everyone. Men, women, children, right? So why? So what does the Gemara say about Hakel? Anashim lilmod, Nashim lishmoa, v'hataf lama mevi'im, k'day litei tzchar lamevi'im, right? To give tzchar to people who the children. What does it say about the women? Why are they coming? Lishmoa, not Lumo. They're not coming to learn. Why? Because they're not Chayav in Talmud Torah. So they're just coming to be witness to whatever is going on in Hakel. That's an important haaret to keep in mind. The Meiri we quoted before. The Meiri says, that what does Tiflis mean? That she's going to take her little Torah knowledge and distort it, and she's going to use it in a way where she's going to distort Halakha. What? Use it for loopholes, exactly. Says the Shulchan Aruch in... What?
Teach girls,
let's not jump to conclusions before we've only done 8 makoros in the sugya. Let's learn the sugya.
If you don't teach girls halacha, okay, you're going to be violating Shabbos all day.
Okay, good. We'll get there, I promise. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yish shalom de Torah, yish l'schar, avalok eschar ish. Right, the famous thing, right? God l'tzuvah l'osav misha enu tzuvah v'yose, right? That you get more schar if you're mitzuvah. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch says that a woman who's not chayiv in Talmud Torah, if she learns it's good, she gets schar, but not as much as a man who's mitzvah v'yoseh. But even though she gets schar, says the Shulchan Aruch, Chazal said, don't teach your daughters Torah. Why? So what's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch? Mipnei sherov hanashim ein daita mechavenes l'islami. Women don't have the intellectual capability of learning. Umotzios divrei Torah l'divrei Havai l'fi anios daita. And he says, because of their paucity, their lack of developed knowledge, they're going to take the words of Torah and distort them. This is exactly what the Meir said, right? They distort the words of Torah. Okay? And then the Shulchan Aruch... One second. Then the Shulchan Aruch...
It doesn't seem that they get any schar from Torah.
Well, no. Well, that, well,
the, by near mitzvah Torah or... that it can't be schar Torah.
Well, that's talking about protecting them from by get blowing up for a soda. Yeah. That's not talking about getting schar. It's talking about something else.
Yeah, but it seems like they don't get anything.
Why not? The Shulchan Aruch says they get schar for learning Torah. The Shulchan Aruch, by the way, is mechalik between Torah Shem Ksav and Torah Shem Alpeh. A woman is absolutely chayav to learn Torah Shem Ksav. It's just by Torah Shem Alpeh, these dinim don't apply. Right? He says that, in other words, he says like this. He says, when it comes to Torah Shem Ksav, he says, you should not teach her ideally either, but if you do teach her Torah Shem Ksav, it's not called tiflis. Meaning, b'di'evan, it's okay to teach her Torah Shem Ksav. But, as Aaron pointed out before, the Ramah says, that mikomakum chayev esa isha lomu dinim hashayachim li'isha. Gotta learn the halachos that are shayach. If you think about it, by the way, what halachos are not shayach to women? If you have to come with the list of halachos that are not, which are a total of?
Six.
Bekoshi, six, about six mitzvahs. So you're talking about, let's say, tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah, dalim minim, kriya shema is debatable, because omach shemayim, shofar. Okay, so bekoshi, you have five, six mitzvahs, right? So that means that a woman is obligated to know the halachos of, let's say, around 608 or 607 mitzvahs.
I thought it was so much more.
Right, that's everyone thinks.
Not that many.
How many? How many? Have you ever looked at Yushin Daf Chavtes? Do you know how many mitzvahs are in there? There's like five, right? There's like, I don't know, Pidgin Aben, Bris Mila, right? There's five mitzvahs there.
Bris Mila isn't really
Well, and half the mitzvahs you think that are essential as my grandma because of psukim, like matzah, right? Women are chayavos in any way. At the end of the day, women are chayavos in 98.5% of mitzvahs. Yeah. Sukkah their putt. But I'm saying, so at the end of the day, women have to know, according to the Ramah, women have to know the halachos pertaining to every mitzvah they're chayiv in. And women are chayiv in literally almost every single mitzvah the men are chayiv in. So women have to know. All chayiv are chayiv in Korban, but no one brings it specifically. That's probably true. And she probably knows Hilchos Bishul on Shabbos better than you do also.
That's not even close.
Right, sure. I know. So so you have to just be aware of the fact. Women are chayiv to learn Brachos and Kashrus and Nida and Shabbos and literally everything. Every single mitzvah, with like five or six exceptions, they're chayav to know all the halachos. So it's not like that they
should. So is that the sukkah they shouldn't be learning?
Well, theoretically, meaning there are a lot of volunteers to do a mitzvah if they want to, right? But it could be that maybe to learn the halachos of sukkah is not shayav.
They gotta know all the other halachos first.
They have to know all, well, so do we. He also has all the halachos and also know kol
tarakut. No, but they have to know all that first before they can go and learn the.
Correct. Men have a chiyuv to learn all halacha plus kol tarakut. That's not relevant, right? We have that chiyuv as well. So anyway, so women have to learn all the halachos. Fine. The shach says, what? What's the svar, right? Everyone knows the famous svar in the Gemara, Gadol Metzuva V'Yosef, Mishnei Metzuva V'Yosef, right? You get more schar if you're Metzuva. Why is that true? What's the svar behind that? Why do you think...
If you're Metzuva, you're doing it only for Hashem. If you're not Metzuva...
No. So close.
If you're Metzuva, you don't want to do it, but there's no like...
The Shach says, your Yetzer Hara gets the better of you when you have a chiyuv. We know have a chiyuv. You're like, okay, so big deal. If I don't do it, I don't have a chiyuv anyway. Who cares? If you have a chiyuv, then it's like, I don't really want to.
I like leaving my room, just not when my mom tells me to do it.
Right, exactly. It's exactly the same. Says the Sefer Chassidim, bottom page 175. Chayiv adam alami b'lumo b'nosav hamitzos kigon piskei halach. Teach your daughter halach. Umashu amr sham alami li'isha Torah kilim alam the tiflas. So omek talmu v'tami hamitzos asori haTorah. Usanim alam li'isha l'kad. Yeah. Don't teach them Eon and Lumdus, teach them Halacha. Av Halachos mitzvos yalamila, shemlotei the Halachos yilchos Shabbos, ich tishmer Shabbos. But, right, as everyone pointed out before, what do you mean? How is she going to keep Shabbos if she doesn't know the Halachos, right? The Chayit called mitzvos, kidei lasos lihiz our mitzvos. She should be well-practiced and she should be careful in keeping mitzvos. So, of course, you have to teach her how to keep Halacha. However, the Sefer Chassidim writes at the end of this Halacha, three lines from the bottom, it's a daf could be a father. The father should teach his daughter Torah or teach his wife Torah, not another person. What about all the people who teach in seminaries and in girls' schools and da-da-da-da-da? So the answer obviously is that... Right. Well, that's not going to help anything here. Why? Because what does the Sefer Chassidim say? That the problem is that, oh, you're going to be miyachid with the girl, and you're going to be attracted, it's going to lead to arayos and erva. So, first of all, that's assuming that, you know, in other words, if you're in a situation, let's say you're teaching a classroom full of people, or let's say there are other male teachers in the school. So, in terms of technical yichud problems, you can easily circumvent yichud, but in terms of yitzhar hara, that obviously depends on each person, right? Every person has to know themselves in terms of whether they're going to run into an issue like that. So that's what Sefer Chassidim recommends. Go to page 176. So you have to be Yosef. This is what Sobolowski alluded to in Halekashir earlier. The famous question, whether women should be making a bracha of Birkas HaTorah after Ramat Sukkah. So just the basic story, which I'm sure you guys all know already, you heard. No, that's a different machlokas, what the status of Birkas Torah is. But the Brisker Rav's holy yisod basically is, because Torah is a heft, it's a heftsa of Torah. Even if a woman is not technically chayav to learn Torah, but the bracha of Birkas Torah is not going on, it's not going on the chi of Talmud Torah, it's going on the quote-unquote heftsa of Torah. It's going on the concept that I have to make a bracha when I approach Torah, whether I'm chayav or not. So, what? Similar. So yeah, so that's what that's the show that's developed by the Brisker Rav. Let's show him here also. Okay, go to page. Let's get to page 178 for a second. The silver sheet has a shayla on the Chashuki Chemet. Is a teacher allowed to embarrass a student, a female student, in order who's lazy to get her to learn better? So what was the specific shayla? There was a student who wasn't paying attention to school. Surprise, surprise. So the question is, can the teacher, you know, have you ever seen this before? Like, teacher like stops class in the middle, right? This whole dramatic situation goes over to the person and like literally singles them out, right? Is that mutter? Meaning you're embarrassing that person terribly, right? To go over to a person.
I think it kind of depends what school you're in, like.
Probably. So what's the nature of the stuff? So he explains. Maybe it's mutter. Why? Because the teacher has good intentions in order that the student should pay attention in the future. On the other hand, maybe it's usher. Why? Maybe it's usher. Why? Because the Rambam assumes that these dinim of getting a student, you know, forcing the student to learn Torah, is only going to be true for male students who are chayav Torah in the first place. If you have a female student who's not even chayav Talmud Torah, so what am I driving her crazy for? She's not even chayav Talmud Torah in the first place, right? Why should I, you know, hakra try to drive her crazy to go learn Torah if she's not even chayav? So Rav Zilberstein basically makes the following distinction. He says that it depends. Rav Zilberstein. He says it depends when this is happening. If it's in a secular class, he says push it, then it's usher. And you can imagine why. But he says, even if it's in a limude kodesh, if it's in a halakha shir, and since the women are chayav to learn halakha, she says, then in a chanami, you're allowed to embarrass her because she has to learn halakha. She's mechui to learn halakha, right? So in that situation... Okay, shkayach. What I'm saying, they're learning, you know, 98% of halakha, so then they have to learn that. Now, okay, we're going to come back to this point of the Chofetz Chaim in a second.
Are we going over what they're allowed to do, what they can't do? Like,
well, we're kind of covering both things. What they're not allowed to do and what they have to do.
What have we had to say so far about what they're allowed to do?
Well, all we've seen so far is that they have to learn halacha. Yeah. Right? And they can't learn lamdas. They can't learn lamdas and eon, pashim shat, but they're allowed to learn. We're going to see as Zuki develops what the point of this is. Now, you should know, by the way, there is a story which appears in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. A very strange story. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah relates in the bottom of 179. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah relates a story about Bruria. Bruria was the wife of Reb Meir. And the Gemara says, there are a lot of stories. The Gemara says that Bruria, that Reb Meir ran away to Bavel because he was embarrassed about something. What happened? One second. The Gemara says that Bruria was so proficient in halacha, she knew 300. She said 300 halachas a day. She knew more than the Chacham. So when the Chacham came along and made a comment that Nashim died from kalusay, that women are, you know, they don't have proper das, they don't really know halacha. So she made fun of them. So what do you mean? I know more halacha than you do. What are you making fun of me for? So Ramir got upset that she mocked the Chacham. So what did he do? He said, "Oh, I'm going to set my wife up. What are you going to do? I'm going to get one of my talmidim to seduce her. Then I'm going to prove that really Nashim died from kalusay." So one of his talmidim came, and she refused to give in. Eventually, one day, she gave in, and then Rameh pops from behind the class. Look, no, she died in college. I was right. So then what happened? So Bruria was so embarrassed that she went and she hanged herself. She killed herself. And then Rameh, as a result, because he was embarrassed, he ran. So Rashi quotes from the bottom here. Look at the bottom on page 179. She pa'amach ha'slik l'go'al sh'omru k'acham no, she died in college. V'tziva la'achav mitamidav le'nasosu dvar avira. The hifzeri yom rabba atchid esratis. V'chashanudu, when Ramir found out, chanka atma, Beria hanged herself. She choked herself. Arach Ramir, machlas kishuv, Ramir ran away because he was embarrassed. That's what Rashi puts. Now, we pointed out before there's a chiluk between Torah Shemichsav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, right? We pointed out this chiluk before, in terms of what they're allowed to learn. What we're going to see coming up, see how much more we have of the sugya. I think we'll say this for Wednesday, just the last piece of the sugya. What we'll see coming up is the question of, actually, no, we're almost done. Let's finish this up now. We're almost done. Basically, the question is the following. Women are, Ramusha claims that women are chayavos. They can learn Torah Shemichsav and Pirkei Avos. But other than that, they can't really engage in other forms of Torah. The Chafetz Chaim has in this whole mess of a sugya. The Chafetz Chaim has what we call the saving grace for women today. The Chafetz Chaim basically writes that back in the 20s and 30s, when women were going off to university and were engaging in all sorts of secular endeavors, and they were going off the derech because they wanted to have some sort of intellectual endeavor that wasn't available to them in Jewish circles. The Chafetz Chaim says now it's a chiyuv for women to sit down and actually learn Torah. Like, seriously, learn Torah. Why? Because otherwise, the alternative... This is exactly how this apple started. Otherwise, the alternative is that they're going to be drawn away by things that are totally usher, and it's going to completely destroy it. They won't be from it anymore. And that's a huge problem. So, it says that, therefore, that's the reason why we would allow that. Now, the truth is, you should just know, because obviously everyone, I assume, around this table is, relatively speaking, in the quote-unquote modern Orthodox camp in this regard. Whether you think women should be learning more or learning less, you probably believe that women should be learning something, to some degree. If you look at the Shevet Halevi and other more Haredi poskim, the Haredi poskim are very strong against this. And they think that women can barely be kosher even over a chumash. Say, maybe a chumash with just tzukim and no Rashi. Like they're very, very, very kosher. Just be aware of the fact that there are well, again, because they think that Yisrael Gemara is a stark answer. Can't teach your daughter Torah. And by the way, she's
called college roast.
No, because it's different. Because Mar says it's, we pass him. You're not allowed.
But that's just not true.
Oh, one second, Joseph. I'm not commenting on societal changes. You have to remember that depending on which circles you come from, there are very different societal changes.
Years ago, when no one was really educated, yeah, it's a bad idea. To
well, like, if you know anything about Satmar, so in Satmar, the girls barely touch a chumash, like the koshi touch a chumash. That's about it. They don't learn. That's not what they think is important to teach the girls. He even says like you can learn Tanakh with Rashi, maybe even that he's not so happy about. So it's just important to realize that there are different sides to the spectrum. The truth is that the Prisha writes that when the Gemara says that you have to teach your daughter Torah, so he says that the issue is to teach the daughter Torah, but there's no issue if she wants to learn on her own. That's okay. If she wants to take the initiative on her own, that would be perfectly okay. Okay, so...